Okay, welcome back to episode 2 of Why I Believe, Why I Think, Why I Am Saying, Why I Am Shouting from the Rooftops that Ernest Saves Christmas is the greatest festive film ever. There are many reasons. For a start, I remember watching maybe a year ago, maybe 2 years ago, a program on ITV. It was like the ITV sort of viewers' top 10 favourite films or something with Philip Schofield, and they reeled off, you know, all the sort of classic films, A Wonderful Life, Santa Claus, The Movie, you know, all the sort of traditional, the usual suspects. And suffice to say, Ernest was not in the top 10, but I think it is the greatest film, because apart from the fact that it's not one of these Christmas films where they sort of use Christmas as a backdrop and then they sort of develop all these complicated stories and plots and twists and subplots and, you know, sort of romance and all these different things, and it sort of distracts you from the fact that it's meant to be a Christmas film. Well, Ernest Saves Christmas is totally focused on Father Christmas, on Santa Claus, and his quest to find... Is it Joe? I think it's Joe. I could be wrong there, but I've got no notes written down here, but I think it's Joe. A man called Joe. He used to present a sort of... I'm not too sure what the British equivalent would be, but this sort of like highly moral program teaching kids how to say please and thank you and everything, sort of in the sort of traditions of public service broadcasting. And he gets sacked. He's doing this on local TV in Orlando. He gets a job in the Orlando Children's Museum. I don't know if that's an actual museum or it's just fictional, but that's where he ends up. And Father Christmas comes looking for him and decides that he needs to pass on his magic to another person. And he decides, through a very sort of long process of elimination, that he's going to pick Joe to be this new Father Christmas. And of course, he's trying to get a job in movies and everything. He's got this manager who doesn't like Santa Claus, Mr. Santos, as he calls him, very much. And it's quite a struggle for poor old Santa. He ends up in prison and all kinds of things, although he does teach them how to sing Christmas carols. So all kinds of things happen, and suffice to say, Father Christmas has a devil of a time trying to get everything sorted in time for Christmas Eve. I think it has to be like 7 p.m. or something. And of course, Ernest, as in Ernest Saves Christmas, comes along and saves the day. It's a wonderful film. It's just a totally feel-good film. It's silly. It's a silly film. It's a kid's film. I first watched it when I was a kid, okay? But it's just something I've watched every year. And it wasn't on television in Britain this year, which made me a little bit sad. Because I think it should be on every year, like the Snowman animation. It should be on every year, because it's not just Christmas, a Christmas film. It's not sort of, you know, like a silly film. It's got a really nice story and teaches you quite a lot in terms of sort of human, human life and what's really important at Christmas. And I love it. And I got my dad to watch it with me this year. It was the first time he'd seen it. Every year, I try to get someone new to watch it with me. So there we go. And I'm just, because it wasn't on over Christmas, I feel a little bit empty inside because it wasn't on television this year. But hopefully, fingers crossed, it will be on next year. I have wonderful memories of watching it all the way through my teenage years, because it was always on the television. Now there are so many Christmas films to choose from, I suppose the broadcasters have to just pick whatever they have a license to broadcast, or whatever's in the archives or whatever. But it's a shame it wasn't on. Fingers crossed it will be on next year, and I will keep on, probably at least until February, I'll be doing my bit to broadcast to the world the fact that Ernest Saves Christmas is the best festive film ever.